Today we know Kentucky is home to some of the top thoroughbred farms in the nation. However, roll back the calendar to the 1800s, and the heart of that industry was in the state of Tennessee. So what caused those farms to move north? The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Terry Lewis says the magic of this farm was due in part simply to the era in which it thrived.
If you look at the 1800s, there's no football, there's no baseball, there's no basketball. So really, sport enthusiasts turned to horse racing.
Lewis shares the story from Belle Meade Historic Site, a place that was once home to over 250 of the finest thoroughbreds in the nation.
Until the late 1800s, when horse racing moves north as an industry into Kentucky, Tennessee is a very strong industry in terms of horse racing.
Lewis says several factors combined to move the horse industry from Tennessee north into Kentucky.
First, you have a stock market crash, which just means that less people are interested in spending money to buy these horses.
Combine that with the fact that the temperance movement was gaining momentum in the late 1800s, which tended to impact what took place around races.
Think about what often goes on around horse racing: smoking, drinking, gambling. All of that is outlawed, so that pushes the horse race industry into Kentucky. Kentucky's never come back down and said, hey, thanks for what we have today.
And changes in the family at the storied stables here eventually closed.
You have two members of the family that pass away. So that leaves this giant estate to just one individual, and she's trying to raise her son. And so on advice from the family, she just sells off portions of the property.
But before this farm closed, it produced a horse that still impacts racing today. It's quite a story, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.